This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Thousands of protesters are filling the streets of Bangkok this week, even taking over Thailand's finance ministry. They're opposing Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra's party. She's been in power for 2 years, bringing back the populist economic programs of her brother Thaksin, the former prime minister, to somewhat mixed results. The BBC's Jonathan Head reports from Bangkok.
2 years ago, the political party that had won the four previous elections in Thailand won again. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat campaigned on the same kind of ticket that had given her brother Thaksin such success a decade before, with more showy, big-spending policies to lift the living standards of ordinary people. These policies have become known here as Thaksinomics. Pansak Vinyarat was one of the architects of Mr. Thaksin's first manifesto and is now chief policy advisor to Prime Minister Yingluck.
What do I expect you facilitate their life to be better? Just facilitate us with opportunities. And that's what we did.
That first wave of Thaksinomics, like cheap healthcare for all, a village microcredit fund, and government help in marketing rural products, was a resounding success. But what about today? At the Honda factory in Ayutthaya, they've been working shifts around the clock for the past year to keep up with a surge in demand for their smaller cars. This was caused by a big tax rebate that was offered to first-time car buyers. But what does the scheme do for Thailand's low-income groups? I met Promwut Panarin, a modestly paid office worker, as he took delivery of his heavily discounted car. It's great for people buying their first car, he said, but that's a lot of tax money that could have been used by the government to help others, like those who can't afford cars. And then there's the now infamous rice purchase scheme. If you're a farmer, like 78-year-old Pradut Patamgao, the government's pledge to buy the entire rice crop of the country at 50% above market prices is very welcome.
Before, the rice millers used to cheat us, giving us a very low price. Now we can get 15,000 baht selling straight to the government.
But this scheme is proving staggeringly expensive. The government can't sell the rice without taking a loss that could reach $10 billion, so it's paying to store it and just hoping that something will push world rice prices up again. The government's now pushing ahead with ambitious plans to borrow $60 billion for new infrastructure, but it will have to show far better results than it has so far if Thaksinomics is to deliver it a record sixth victory at the next election.